USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Simone Sanders, a senior advisor and the chief spokesperson for Vice President Kamala Harris, is expected to leave her position at the end of the month, a White House official and four other sources familiar with the matter told NBC News.
It's been it's been 3 years of a lot of jumping on and off planes and going around the country, and she works very hard, and I can't wait to see what she'll do next. And I mean that sincerely.
Beryl Lehman, attorney for James and Jennifer Crumbly, on Saturday said the gun used in the Oxford High School shooting earlier this week was locked during the Crumbly's arraignment hearing in an Oakland County court. James and Jennifer Crumbly are being held on $500,000 bond each. An Oakland County district judge ruled Saturday during their arraignment hearing, citing a concern about a flight risk. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Representative Michael Cloud, Republican of Texas, told Newsmax that school mask mandates are tragic for children.
What we're doing to the kids, you know, especially young kids who are trying to develop verbal skills, and we know communication so much is not just what's going on, the words that are coming out of your mouth, it's the interaction, it's those relational skills that need to develop.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's ban on schools requiring masks was upheld Thursday by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. But several districts, including the Dallas Independent School District, announced they would require them anyway. Nine lawyers allied with former President Donald Trump were ordered Thursday to pay Detroit and Michigan a total of $175,000 in sanctions for abusing the court system with a sham lawsuit challenging the 2020 election results. Those sanctioned include Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, and seven other lawyers who were part of the lawsuit filed on behalf of six Republican voters. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
There is a Honda SUV and truck hood recall.
Honda has announced a recall of Passport, Pilot, and Ridgeline vehicles over a problem with the hood that could cause it to open unexpectedly while driving. The 2019 Passport, 2016 through 19 Pilot, and 2017 through 2020 Ridgeline are all affected, but no accidents or injuries have been reported. Owners will be notified starting in mid-January to take their truck or SUV in for a fix so the hood won't open accidentally. Honda issued a statement saying that there was a gap between the closed hood of a vehicle and its upper grille, and it was too large for full contact. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Democrats are up in arms this month over GOP charges that President Biden is to blame for the prolonged COVID-19 crisis. They argue that Republicans, from former President Trump to his most vocal allies in Congress and in state capitals, bear plenty of responsibility for public resistance to masks and vaccines, noting the opposition to those leading mitigation efforts comes overwhelmingly from the right. The criticism of masks and vaccines has sabotaged Biden's efforts to get the nation past the pandemic. They've done everything possible to ensure that we can't get past it, Representative Veronica Escobar, Democrat of Texas, said of the Republicans. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.